today, W2T, sitting at home right now.
QSL. Oh, a bunch of flags out here. My neighbor's going to get the ditch augered out some. We are just headed over towards Spartanburg. And we're late, but Bernice had a, let me turn this radio down, had a doctor's appointment video-wise because the highway was closed. Oh, I never thought it's probably closed still. Oh, all right. Well, they had a big water main breakage in Greer, just north of White Hampton, a few blocks, and a 20-inch water main. They worked all night long, and but we'll go out Gamp Creek, so we'll avoid that. How's your day?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Just trying to download something here that's supposed to be. I finally got it to come up so I could print it out. My ticket to get into the Cancer Survivors Day event at downtown Spartanburg, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So, anyway, and I was just trying to get things to do what it's supposed to do, and, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Can't do with them, can't do without them. Well, I haven't even had a chance to look at my problem yet on my radio there. I got to reset that fault and call MFJ possibly. I was out mowing grass till 9 o'clock last night. Just barely made it on the net. So I was really pooped when I got done. Started about 7, but I decided I'd go ahead and use that new attachment I got to pick up the clumps of grass, and it works like a champ. But, wow, I had no intentions of being out there that late.
We had choir rehearsal until the fall last night, so that's where I was. And anyway, and getting things going, and woke up this morning, no water, so... And it turned out to be just a minor problem. Called a guy out here to look at it. Cost me $150 for him to come out here and play around with it and make sure it wasn't, nothing was severely wrong with it. So it got it working, and I was able to take a shower and all that other good stuff.
Roger. Well, I hit the rain locker last night about 10 o'clock. So I was late getting mine, too. And Bernice took hers this morning, so, oh, we're all refreshed and had a good doctor's appointment. They had to do a video appointment because of that water leak, because the doctor's office didn't have any water.
You know, every now and again, water lines do break. And, of course, I didn't have any water this morning either. So all we can figure it out is I had a toilet that ran all night, and that kind of pulled everything down, but... Everything, the guy got over here, finally got over here and looked at it this morning and played around with the pressure switch and everything else, and everything seems to be working fine. So, you know, it's working. So, you know, it's not gonna give me any problems for right now. So we'll see what happens. And also, anyway, I got to go out and deliver a plant here to a member of the church later today. So when she calls me and lets me know she's home, I repotted some plants and trying to get things distributed out to the different people I give them to, you know.
What was your first clue that your water wasn't right, Rusty?
Went in and found lots of foam in the toilet, and it shouldn't have been there. And that's usually a sign that it had run all night. And then I looked in the tank, and there was, you know, just barely a dribble of water in there. But I finally played around with things and got it running. And then the guy showed up. So anyway, the guy come by and looked at it. And he said he couldn't find anything wrong with it, the switch or anything else. So it cost me $150, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's not too far out of line nowadays. You call anybody. I know that appliance repairman is about that now. And haven't had to have him out in a long time, knock on wood. don't want to. Oh, boy, it's amazing how many houses they build out in here. We're out here by the Greer High School, isn't it? And the golf course is coming up pretty quick, so you know where I'm at out here. Man, the weather's beautiful. I feel sorry for those people down in Texas. They've really been catching the dickens down there. And they're going to get it again today on top of trying to clean up.
It's true. Let's see. Looks like somebody got aerial put out, distributed on the Greer Radio Club's mailing list. The information he got back from ARL concerning their outage of Logbook of the World and all that stuff. And it says, we're still in the process of responding to a serious incident involving access to our network and headquarters base system. Several services, including the phone systems and programs such as Logbook of the World and ARL Learning System, affected. Please know that restoring access is our highest priority, and we are expeditiously working with outside industry experts to address the issue. We appreciate your patience. So that came down from Howard Bowen, Kilo One Sierra Bravo India. I guess he works for ARL. So looks like they're trying to do something to get everything running again.
Not that email last night, but Ariel and I talked about that a week or so ago, and I had that link that he sent me that link. But then he posted it yesterday, but I didn't go to the link. I just took his word for it, and I guess when it gets up, it gets up. It must have been catastrophic. I just hope they haven't lost our records or anything. I don't think they have. They always back that up.
Probably a case of just the fact that they've... you know, the access to it is what the problem is. It's not so much the system itself. It's the access to it from outside. So, in all, it's one of those things. I guess we'll just have to all wait and see what's going on and everything. Anyway, and all, I got to go gather some stuff up, get ready to run some errands and get something, and maybe eventually go find me something to eat somewhere. So, I'll see what goes there. Anyway, you and Bernice, yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful outside today, so it's all supposed to be in the 70s for the next day or so. You have a good day out there, and we shall talk to you later. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Yeah, I just was hoping they didn't get hacked up there by some idiot, but you never know nowadays. I was thinking about going out and voting today, but... about the only one I know in there is Timmons, and the rest of them, I don't even know, or the sheriff, but we may go do that after a while, just for drill. I don't usually bother with the primaries, but they say you should. Take care. W2T N0TR 73.